This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 25th of October, 2022. The PM 40 closed up again for the third consecutive trading day at 47.76, up 88 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400. Did you know that the high-density extruder ram press from Seabright Products and Bright Technologies will outperform screw presses? Customer experiences show that the HD extruder, when used for dewatering coarse rejects and waste materials, delivers consistent superior results while only consuming about 20% of the annual maintenance costs. The folks at Seabright would love to help you improve your waste handling operations. Call 800-253-0532 for details or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Quad Graphics, which closed at $2.51, up 9.6%. Graphic Packaging also gained, closing up to 7.4% at $23.12. Other winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, Glatfelter, and RELX Group. The biggest decliner for the day was Packaging Corporation of America, also known as PCA, closing at $115.93, down 0.4%. Resolute Forest Products also lost, closing down 0.3% at $20.50. The only other decliners for the day were Klabin and West Fraser. Overall, a pretty good day for the PM 40. You've been listening to the PM 40 Daily Show. This PM 40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.